Okay, back with dog training part the second. As I say, you were talking, Nancy, about the down command. I was talking about not using down and not using dive, but the other thing you can do is actually teach that as a command. And one that we use for that is paws up. So you get the dog to put their paws up, and that way they learn that if you're not saying paws up, not to put paws up. So they associate a command with what they're doing, and then when you're not asking for it, they don't do it. But as I say, I think probably a simple no would work quite well in that case as well. And, you know, again, some positive reinforcement for good behaviour. What else have I written here? Always train, I've written. Daily sessions, if only it's 10-20 minutes. But if the dog's getting bored or disinterested, then stop, do something else, come back. And I think it goes on and on, that, you know, if you can get into the habit of doing 10, 15, 20 minutes a day, plus at any other point, you know, during the day, then do that and get the whole family involved, because this is really important that, you know, as a family, you're consistent. You all use the same commands and the same signals, because otherwise Bonnie would get confused. If, you know, you, Mark and Anthony are all using different commands for the same thing, she'll learn them all eventually. But, it, you know, it's like anybody, if you, three different ways to make bread, you know, you're going to confuse them at some point and, I don't know, end up with something that might resemble bread, but probably doesn't taste very nice. As I say, you know, the name, the command, and the praise really important. And when you're working at close quarters, eye contact is really important as well. Good way to teach that is when you're feeding, and get Bonnie to sit, put the food down, but get her to wait so that she doesn't take the food straight away. You know, get her to look at you until you tell her it's okay to eat. So that eye contact is a good thing. And then you can literally do stuff with your eyes. You can get dogs to, you know, learn from eye movements what you want them to do. You know, if you, as I say, if it, all else fails and your dog's not responding, then you just got to go and get them and bring them back and get them back into that state of mind that is where you want them to be. And you know, things like recall, you can practice that between two people, use a ball or something just to get the, you know, the toing and froing, and you know, it happens. I'm guessing Bonnie's 15-16 weeks now, so she's just about right to really start training, and she's a border collie, so she's smart and she'll pick things up really, really quickly. I have no doubt about that. I was going to kind of talk a little bit about, you know, dog trainers that, you know, are kind of recognised. And I think, you know, as I said, there are hundreds out there. If you ever look at my Wilson's Pup Date posturus, there are only three who I kind of rate on there. One is very well known, that's Cesar Millan. But I would say one thing about Cesar is that, you know, he normally gets brought in when dogs are a problem. He has done stuff more recently with bringing up puppies, and he's got a new book out as well, which is, you know, about dog training. So I would say, you know, more recently he's done stuff on a more to use a phrase, normal dog. But he very often comes in when there's already a problem. And I think, to be honest, you know, I totally agree with some of the things that he teaches, particularly for problem dogs. You know, less happy, sure about some of the other stuff. I think it's perfectly valid. It's a method that works. And, you know, it's fine. But I wouldn't, you know, wholeheartedly go out and recommend it. The other two are perhaps not dog trainers, but a bit more kind of dog owners, and that's John Katz and Ted Kerasote. Both of them have written number of books and on dogs, and have, you know, views about behaviour and so on. And I would say, you know, it's horses for courses, to be honest. It's, at the end of the day, got to be what works for you, what makes sense to you. You know, you might look at someone like Caesar and think, actually, no, that's not, you know, the way I want to train my dog. And absolutely not. You know, it's got to be, as I say, right for you, and be a method that you're happy with. But, you know, there are other dog trainers out there, and, you know, people have asked me in the past, well, should I take my dog to a puppy training class? And I have to say, well, what experience have you got? You know, is it the first dog you've ever had? I would say, yeah, do, definitely. If you've had dogs all your life and, you know, you kind of happy know what you're doing, then, well, yeah, for the social element, for the puppy, but you don't necessarily need to if you're, you know, confident in what you're doing. So, as I say, horses for courses, but I think, you know, early days for Bonnie and for you guys, and I think it'll all come good in time. Obviously, if there's anything else that, you know, you think I've not covered or you want to know a bit more about, then, you know, just drop me an email or send me a tweet or whatever. I did say I would try and put up some videos on my blog, and I will try and do that, but just to demonstrate some of the kind of combination of visual commands and the spoken commands and how they work together. Unfortunately, because of the whole fact that I use my hands to do some of those commands, I need someone to help me with the camera, so I'm going to need to wait till Anne's about and able to help me, or, you know, I'm able to record her doing it. But I will try and get to that perhaps over the weekend if the weather's not too bad and we can get out with a camera without it getting soaking wet. In the meantime, I hope you get on well and have fun. Above all, have fun. That's what it's about. And, you know, just be patient and take your time and, you know, concentrate on maybe one or two commands at a time and don't rush with trying to do loads really quickly. You know, do one when Bonnie gets it, move on to another, and then obviously come back and practice. As I say, if there's anything else I can do to help, or if anybody's got any thoughts about what I've just said, I'd be really interested to get some feedback, because as I say, this is what works for me and I'm no expert. So if anybody's got any other ideas or wants to query my methods, you know, drop a comment or whatever you want to do. Wherever you are, I hope you're having a good evening. My dinner's getting closer to being cooked, so I'm going to sign off here. Wish you a good evening, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.